Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvy. Batting fifth. The DH, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Marshall Edwards. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Mike Caldwell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tom Pachyoruk. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Almone. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Lamar Hoyt. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Edwards. LaFleur reaches second base with a double. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard bunts towards the mound. Caldwell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. LaFleur moves to third. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a line drive to center field. Thomas throws towards the plate. Moore fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Moore. LaFleur scores. Bernazard moves to third. Kemp moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Pachyoruk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyoruk strikes out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pachyoruk scoops it up and throws to first, with Hoyt covering, for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baines moves to third. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baines scores. Morrison moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kemp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore bunts towards the mound. Hoyt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moore moves to third. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Moore tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. Edwards moves to second. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 0-for-1 in the game. Luzinski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 0-for-1 in the game. Paciorek hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Ogilvie fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Ogilvie. Luzinski goes all the way around to score. Paciorek moves to third. It's 3-1, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Paciorek tags and scores. One out. It's 4-1, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ogilvie moves to second. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ogilvie moves to third. Simmons moves to second. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Almone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Almone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Luzinski hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Pachyorek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pachyorek. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Pachyorek steals second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Fisk reaches second base with a double. Patchy Orrick scores. It's 6-1, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fisk moves to third. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Fisk scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 7-1, White Sox. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ogilvy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ogilvy moves to second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Ogilvy moves to third. Gantner moves to second. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Patchy Orrick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Edwards for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the White Sox 7, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Almon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. LaFleur hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-1, White Sox. Jamie Easterly now pitching. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bernazard moves to second. One out. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Luzinski hits a line drive to center field. Thomas throws towards the plate. Moore fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Moore. Bernazard scores. Luzinski moves to second. It's 10-1, White Sox. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Paciorek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luzinski moves to third. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor juggles the ball. That's an error on Molitor. Luzinski scores. Patchy Orrick moves to third. Fisk moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 11-1, White Sox. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Harold Baines. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Patchy Orrick tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 12-1, White Sox. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morrison takes first base on ball 4. Bill Almone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almone is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Almone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jerry Hairston now playing right field. Mike Squires now playing first base. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Yount hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-2, White Sox. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ogilvy hits a pop-up towards short. Almone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 12, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Romero now playing shortstop. Aurelio Rodriguez pinch hits for Ron LaFleur. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vance Law pinch hits for Steve Kemp. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Edwards. Law reaches second base with a double. Bernazard moves to third. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Bernazard scores. 2 outs. It's 13-2, White Sox. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Vance Law now playing left field. Rudy Law now playing center field. Mark Hill now catching. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Kevin Baz pinch runs for Gorman Thomas. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard catches it and throws to second with Almon covering, to double up Baz. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Baz now playing center field. Ned Yost now catching. Jerry Augustine now pitching. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hairston hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morrison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hill moves to second. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to second for the out. Hill moves to third. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Romero fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 13, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost strikes out. One out. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a line drive towards first. Squires reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 13, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.